Welcome to Erica's Vibe Talks podcast. My name is Erica Martin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with good vibes, real talks, breaking free from the crowd, and authentically sharing all things life, business, love, beliefs, and most importantly, I'm obsessed with helping people better their lives and break free from the norm. If you are looking for inspiration, information, and a place where real talks are shared about how to achieve your best life, then you have come to the right spot. My goal is that you reach your highest potential while vibing high and being you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of fuel for your soul. Leave it to me to leave you with all the mindset shifts, realizations of your potential, and shortcuts I've learned along my personal journey. We are about to have a blast. Thank you for pushing play. Let's boogie. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. I am super excited to be talking about this topic today, and it's a topic that I feel was just calling me to talk about. I think it's a topic that everybody can relate to, right? Because if we are living, we are going through things, and we are going to experience heartbreak, and we are going to experience it a lot of times in our life if we are being open to allowing relationships in our life, allowing different things and different people to come in and out of our life. We're going to experience heartbreak. It's part of living. It's just the contrast that we need to go through. We need to feel heartbreak in order to feel love. We need to feel sadness in order to feel happiness. It's just part of life. And so I have been going through so much heartbreak, guys, so much heartbreak in these last years. It has been years that I have been experiencing heartbreak after heartbreak. And thankfully, it hasn't been with my significant other, with my husband, thankfully, but it has been with so many relationships and friendships, and just so many things have been happening. And I feel that it's a topic that everybody can relate to. And what I've learned from it and what I've experienced from these certain heartbreaks that I've been going through have taught me so much. You know, at the end of it all, I'm so grateful that I have been able to experience love and friendship from people. And then at the same time, I'm so grateful that I have been able to experience, you know, the heartache behind ending friendships and, you know, things not going the way that I thought they were going to go. And so in this topic, I'm just, you know, going to share more about what's going on in my life and things that have been happening and how I have been dealing with it. And so, you know, there's been a lot of things. If you guys have been following along, you guys maybe have seen through the grapevine, you know, that there have been some friendships, some separations happening in our world, in my world. And, you know, it hasn't been easy. It has not been easy to be in situations where you have been friends and building relationships with people for so long, right? Like alone in my team, I have had so many people in my team alone that I love so much that when I look at their pictures, I'm like, oh my God, I love them. And they are no longer in my life and they are moving on to do different things. And, you know, like we no longer have the relationship that we had before. And, you know, some of these people, it was years of building up a relationship. And then it just is like a breakup, but not a breakup in a way that, like, you know, you're like not talking to each other or you're like you're hating each other. It's not like that. It's just like that, you know, we're moving in different directions. And the same way that it is with like a love relationship, it's like that too with friendship. You know, some people, we're all elevating and we're all growing and we're all developing ourselves to be who ultimately we are destined to be. And sometimes we are meant to be in each other's paths for a certain time. And I feel that my first heartbreak came when I was 15. I got with this guy in high school and he was my first real boyfriend. He was my first long-term relationship. I was with him all through high school, 4 years with him. And I went through a lot of little heartbreaks with him, right? I mean, I'm sure he probably cheated on me. I don't know. I never caught him officially, but I'm sure he did, right? Like it was in high school and we had like this little toxic vibe going on with each other. And I just remember feeling my first heartbreak, and my first heartbreak led me to like not want to eat for days. I was thrown out in my bed. Like, I just wanted to drink NyQuil so that I can just knock myself out and go to sleep. Like, it was such a horrible feeling to go through my first heartbreak. And I was just so down on myself. I felt worthless. I felt like the smallest little scum on the earth. I felt like I was not deserving of nothing, that nobody would love me, that nobody likes me. It was like I was just walking around and I was an empty shell of myself. And I still remember to this day my mom being like so concerned that I was going through my first heartbreak with my boyfriend from high school. And she was like, you know, my mom is Cuban. But she was like lighting a candle around the house and like praying. And, you know, I still remember it. And I remember one day that it was like I was probably feeling so down on myself and so mopey and just feeling like complete shit. And I remember one day my dad, I guess he couldn't take it anymore, right? It was like a couple of weeks that I was into my depression and my drama. And he came into my room and he was like, "That is it. You are done. You are done feeling sorry for yourself. You are done feeling all of this depression and all of this for a man." Do you know how many men are there? Do you know how many men would want to get with you? And you're crying over one idiot? Like, get over it. Let's go. Stop being like that. And he literally snapped me out of it. My dad has snapped me out of, I don't know how many heartbreaks, probably three in my life when it came to my like love relationships. And he really just taught me that like, there's more people out there, right? Like in our life, we are meant to experience people. It's just the way that it is. And if you are playing the game, I guess you can say in my opinion, if you're playing the game right, you are open to receiving relationships and friendships and love. If you're not, then you're being isolating, or you're isolating yourself and you're being to yourself and you're not opening yourself up to experience the beautiful side of having friendships and relationships and love relationships. It's like you are not allowing yourself to truly experience what life is about. And so heartbreak is going to come in there. And I understood it from my first heartbreak with that boy. And so when I started to get into other relationships, I still remember my second relationship was the one right before Javi. And I remember that I got in like this desperation mode when we were at the end of a breakup. And I got on like psycho mode. Like this guy was not answering the phone. And I probably called him like 20 times. Back to back, back to back, back to back. It was like this really pathetic stage of my life that I remember that I was just like so angry and so livid that I just wanted to just annoy the crap out of him. And just, you know, I didn't care about my pride at the time. And I remember my father at the time saw that I was doing that and he almost killed me. He's like, "You are never going to chase after a man that is ignoring you. Forget about him. There are so many people, so many men in this world that you can go after. That's the last person that you got to be thinking about. Move on. Keep it moving. And echa pa'lante, que hay bastante para ti, you know?" And I just remember being like, "Oh my God, okay, okay." And my father helped me out with that one as well. And I remember like my parents always had this mindset of love and of heartbreak. And so my parents come from a background that they've been married. They are their fourth marriage to each other. And they've been together now for 40 years. But for them, heartbreak was just like, you know, it's part of life. And we pick ourselves up and we keep moving and we learn things about the people that broke our heart and we learn lessons and we, you know, move on and we are smarter with the next relationship that we're in and we protect ourselves a little bit more with the next relationship that's there, but it's part of it. Like, grab your balls and keep moving, right? And so, you know, I got with my husband that I'm with now. We've been together now for 11, 12 years and I haven't experienced a heartbreak pretty much since then until I started my business. And I started my business and now I open myself up to having the opportunity to build relationships with people and build friendships with people. And for me, it was so exciting because I was in a world in my corporate job where I was building friendships and I had relationships, but it was very like superficial and it wasn't anything beyond just going to work and that's it. when I started my business, I actually had the opportunity to now like really spend a lot of time with people, travel with people, you know, room with them in hotel rooms and really like get to know them on another level. Like the vulnerability that we get to experience in this business is like no other, right? Like the amount of things that we have to go through and heal through and shed through is really something that starts to build bonds with one another. And so once you are going through all of these uncomfortable moments with people that you are growing a business with, it's like you have this really insane connection with them. And some people you have a connection with that all instantly you're like, all right, this person, I can vibe with this person. Like this person, I can fuck with them, you know, like they are my friends. We have the same energy, like they're going to be my friends. And so there's been, you know, various people that have given me that connection and I've had that connection with, you know, and so you never think that there's going to be a point that you're not going to be friends anymore, especially after so many years together. Right. But, you know, one of the kind of recent breakups was with a very close friend of mine. And it was so sad for me. Like this heartbreak came to me at a total shock because I had no idea that it was coming. I had no idea that there was ever going to be a moment where I wasn't going to be friends with this person. This person was somebody that we like multi-diverse in so many ways, and I loved it. I loved having conversations with this person. I loved everything about this person. And one of the things that I never realized was that in life, we're going to grow separate ways, right? And it's okay. Like some people are going to experience things in their life that are going to push them to take a path that is probably not going to be in alignment with the way that I want to go and the way that I want to live my life. And I'm not going to always agree with the way that people make decisions for what they're going to do with their life. And so with that friendship that came to an end, I had to realize that I had to come to terms with the fact that there are people that just we grow apart and we go our separate ways, and it's not always going to be a forever thing. And that realization took me so many months, like still to this day, when I really sit and think about what happened, like how everything unfolded, it like still has this like little burn inside of me of like, wow, like I really enjoyed that friendship. I really loved being friends with that person. I really enjoyed the connection that we had. And it's so sad that it had to end the way that it did. And it's so sad that, you know, I had to experience what I had to experience when it came to the realization that it was no longer going to be the way that it used to be. And in that sadness is also so much growth within me, right? Because I learned so much from life just being friends with this person. And I learned so much about just how to handle different disappointing moments. And I learned so much about just how people react to things and how people decide to make very big decisions in their life and how they're doing the best that they can. At the end of the day, nobody intentionally is, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that they're not, but I don't think I like to keep this mindset that people are not intentionally trying to hurt you with the decisions that they make that causes you pain, right? The majority of people, what they're thinking about is their pain, what they're doing to survive, what is in their best interest. That is what the majority of people are thinking. It is very rare that you find a friend or that you are in a relationship where the relationship that you are building with the opposite person, that person in their mind has your best interest in mind. And it's not that you cannot find it, because I truly believe that I have people like that in my life right now, but it's a very small number of people that I know when they are making decisions or when they are thinking about where they're taking the next step in their life, they are thinking about how it will affect me and how it will affect the people that love them. And I don't think that the people that don't think that way are bad people or are wrong, right? Because I don't think that, I think everybody makes the decision that they want in their life, and they decide the type of person that they want to be and they want to become. But I do, with all of these different heartbreaks that I have experienced, I now, the lesson that I've learned from there is that I've realized even more how we do have a decision, that we do have the power to make decisions that are either going to take us on the path of A, which is I make decisions not only thinking about myself, but of how it will affect others. And in return, I feel better going down that path. Or B, me personally speaking, I will go down this path only thinking about myself, only thinking about my survival, and not caring about all of the people that I step on or that I fuck with and that I hurt, because at the end, the result is about me and my well-being. And so it's a very fine line of thinking about like your well-being in here. And of course, at the end of the day, we all need to worry about our well-being. And if we are in a relationship where our well-being is not being, our needs are not being met, then by all means, right? Like, don't stick around. I mean, that would be that you are not taking care of yourself, and you are not putting yourself in a position where you are caring about, you know, the people that you're surrounding yourself with and the way that you feel. But in like in general, the decisions that are made in life, if you go with option A, which is you are thinking about the consequences of the actions that you take, I feel personally that the result is just a way better result. I like that result better. I tend to go down that path, and that path is the hardest path, let me tell you, because the easiest freaking path is to go on the path of just thinking about yourself, just thinking about what you need to do to survive, what you need to do to push yourself forward. And it's the easiest thing ever, because now you don't have to worry about anything else. You can isolate yourself. You can put yourself in whatever bubble, and nothing can hurt you because you don't care. You don't care about the people that you have affected, because it's all about you. And that's the easiest way to go. The hardest path to go is to think about yourself, right, and your well-being, and then strategically think about how you're going to do things in a way that is not going to hurt or affect other people in a negative way. Because it's not that you have to stay and be friends with people or stay in a place where you don't want. It's the way that you do it in your exit, right? It's kind of like, imagine you're in like a boyfriend relationship, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and you've been together for like, I don't know, 5 years. And you get a breakup. This is just an example. I'm not saying this is how this happens, but you get a breakup and it's through text. Like, not even a phone call, not even nothing. And then when they break up, it turns out that they go and now they are talking to an ex-best friend of yours that they knew you didn't like. And it's like that type of ending to a relationship comes with decisions, right? Like, the person could have decided if they wanted to go on that route. They could have decided if they wanted to, you know, maybe call you on the phone, maybe invite you to someplace, a coffee shop, someplace where they can end it in a respectful way, in a way that, you know, it's not going to cause so much hurt for the other party, right? Because they weren't thinking about how the other person is going to be left. They don't care, because all they care about is themselves. And that's kind of like the point that I'm trying to make here, right? Is that in life, we are going to experience heartbreak, and we're going to experience so many different types of people and so many different types of like dynamics within those relationships. And in the end of it all, what I have concluded behind many other little heartbreaks that I am personally experiencing within, you know, my business, within my friendships and all of that stuff, is that at the end of the day, I have to just be very grateful for the time that we did have together and the things that we did learn and the experiences that we did have together. Because at the end of the day, I still love the people, you know, like I still have love for them. They were a significant part in my life. Like my ex-boyfriends, I still have a love for them. I'm like, wow, you know, like that was a great chapter in my life. I don't regret anything when I was in that stage of my life. I don't regret it. I don't regret meeting people. At the end of the day, I've learned so much from everybody, but I do also have to remember that it's normal, that truly, 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 time really does heal a heartbreak. It really does. You know, it's once the time starts passing and you start to just kind of allow yourself to go through the motions of the anger and then the pain and then just the reliving of all of the things and then just reanalyzing it and going back and forth and just, you know, going back in your mind and just, you know, all of the things that happen when you are in a heartbreaking situation where your mind just doesn't stop. When you finally get to a point that you're just like, okay, I accept that. I accept that this happened. It is what it is. I'm going to move forward and I'm going to look at the lessons that I experienced with this person. I'm going to remember the good things. I'm going to remember the bad things because the bad things I can learn for the next relationships that I get into. You know, it's not that I'm going to close off to allowing people into my life because I know that there's like this saying of, you know, like no new friends or like not being open to now allowing new people in your life because you're trying to protect yourself from bad relationships. And I feel that that's like the worst route to go on is like to close yourself off to the world because you're only going to stay in your bitter darkness if you do, you know, like life isn't meant to be like that. That's not the way that it's supposed to be, in my opinion. In my opinion, it's supposed to be that you get hurt, that you feel. If you don't feel pain, how would you feel happiness? How would you be able to feel the opposite if you don't feel like, you know, if you don't feel hot, how do you know what cold is? You know, like it's part of it. And I embrace it. And, you know, it's just part of what I am willing to continue to go through when I allow myself to open up to have friendships again and have relationships again. And I hope that if you are personally going through a heartbreak right now, that you understand that and that you remember that you don't allow the things that have happened in your life to make you bitter, to make you angry, to make you feel that everybody is the same. And then you start to now treat the people that are trying to be good to you bad based on the experiences that you've had with people that were not good people to begin with and were not good to you, right? That would be doing an injustice to yourself. So if you're going through heartbreak right now, it's like allow yourself the time to go through it, to feel all of the emotions, and then allow yourself the time for time to start to heal. And in that time, go out, enjoy life, experience life, allow new relationships to come into your life, learn from the things that you went through that were not good, right? Like wake up and realize the things that maybe the red flags were there that you didn't pick up on. Right? Like make sure that in this heartbreak, you are coming out of this heartbreak stronger and more wiser and more ready to bring on a new relationship and a new friendship in a different version of you, in a version that maybe loves harder, that actually, you know, maybe sets boundaries from the beginning or that is open to, I don't know, maybe being more empathetic. Maybe, I don't know, whatever it is that you had to learn from whatever heartbreak you're going through, learn it. And then in the next relationships, enjoy them. That's what I'm doing. I'm going through it right now. I have things that are going on in my life right now that I am still in the process of like, okay, I'm getting over it. I'm getting over it and I'm getting stronger and I'm moving forward and it is what it is. And that's basically how I am going to battle that. That's how I am going to take on my life and push through, you know, my heartbreaks. And there's going to be so many other heartbreaks that come, right? Every single time that we are alive, we're going to experience it. And I don't want to avoid it. I don't pray for them. I don't pray for heartbreak. I pray that, you know, I can stay with my beautiful friends forever and, you know, my family members forever and my relationship forever. You know, but there's always an end to everything. And keeping that in the back of my head allows me to also really enjoy the moments that we have together. Because you never know when it can be the last moment that you are with whoever it is that you are with, right? You never know when it's the last time that somebody comes over your house. And it's not that they pass away. It's just that maybe the friendship doesn't continue from there. You never know when it's the last time that you lay in the bed with your husband, right? And maybe the next day he asks for a divorce. I don't know, right? Like, you never know when is the last time that you are with somebody that is in your life right now and that, you know, somebody that you really love. So it just makes you feel very much more grateful for the time that you do have together. And you cherish, whatever, however you say that, you cherish the time with them way more when you know that there could be an end to the time together. And so then when heartbreak comes, you take it, you build yourself upon it, and you move forward. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you want to talk more about it, send me a DM on Instagram, and I would love to speak more, to talk more. If you have a heartache right now, don't feel bad to reach out to me. I would love to, you know, just talk with you and vibe with you and see what's going on. So love you guys. I hope that you have a beautiful week. Happy Monday, and stay tuned for my next episode next Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the vibes rolling your way. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, come and enjoy as I take you along my everyday life by following at Epic Fit Couple or visit my website at epicfitcouple.com. Love you guys. Thanks for allowing me to share more with you, and I can't wait to connect with you in my next episodes.